Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Enjoy those.
Chris Peterson of Peterson's Pretzels just sold out for the third time today. It's a quarter after one on a weekday in Haines, but he says he sold as many pretzels as on a busy Juneau Saturday.
And we're just ecstatic at the response.
He's frantically rolling out spongy pretzel dough and wrapping it around beef franks for pretzel dogs. There's been a line down the block all day.
I've never done this by myself before. Because usually this is a three-person show.
Peterson is parked next to Miles Furniture on Main Street, and he'll be in town until mid-August. The original plan was to return to Juneau after the Southeast Alaska State Fair, but with no ferries running, he and his truck are stuck in Haines. His family went back to Juneau to prepare for his daughter's wedding this weekend. So, in between rapid passes with a rolling pin, he gulps an energy drink, checks on dough proofing in his oven,
open in about 20 minutes.
And shouts time estimates to the hungry folks who cluster outside his food truck.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need two more. So I'll make about 16 pretzel dog this time. Actually, I should probably make 24. What do you think?
He opts for 24. Peterson got an extension on his temporary business license from the borough due to extenuating circumstances. And the Bradford family, who owns Miles Furniture, hooked him up on their lot. Peterson says he's grateful for the support and considering opening up another pretzel truck here. But for other local businesses, the disruption in ferry service isn't helping the bottom line.
Very disruptive, to say the least, and very costly.
Robert Venables is the executive director of the Southeast Conference, an economic development group for the region.
Some of those funds will obviously stay in the local economy, but distributed differently, and it's definitely, you know, have an effect on people's plans for the region.
Distributed differently is right. What seemed like bad luck, a strike on the weekend of the fair, happened to be good luck for Peterson. Alaska Seaplanes felt a benefit, too. They ran nearly 30 flights between Juneau and Haines on Sunday alone and continue to offer about double the flights on many routes. But the fair is estimating a 10% decrease in tickets, plus the added cost of flying in musicians. They also offered refunds for those who couldn't make it due to the strike, though only a handful of people have cashed in on the offer. And Venables is especially concerned that the ferry system's lost revenue during the strike may translate to lost service over winter. But on Main Street, Peterson is still selling out of soft pretzels.
Yeah, it's fun.
He'll be in Juneau this weekend for his daughter's wedding, but he's flying back to Haines on Sunday night so he can open up again on Monday morning. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.